Good evening, everyone. It's Kathy Keating, your Vice President of Shackley Field Communications, and I'd like to welcome you to another excellent Shackley 180 support call. As you know, if you're a frequent listener to our calls, we have a weekly support call that is hosted by our Chair of Medical Affairs, Health Sciences, and Education, Dr. Jamie McManus, who is here with us tonight, along with some other very special guests. We have none other than a four-time Olympian, Shackley Pure Performance team member, Debbie McCormick, is going to be with us, talking with Dr. Jamie about something that's really important, physical activity in your Shackley 180 journey. And who better to talk about the importance of physical activity than a four-time Olympian curler. We're really pleased to have Debbie with us. In addition, we have a healthy competition winner and a director from the great state of New York. Matt Hurd is going to be joining us. And Matt, also someone who knows quite a bit about the importance of physical activity, is a personal trainer who has also had his own personal success story with Shackley 180. Obviously, he is a healthy competition winner. We're going to hear from Matt. And at this time, I'm just going to turn things over to Dr. Jamie. Hey, Dr. Jamie.
Hey, Kathy. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. It's good to hear you.
Have you had your daily exercise today?
I have, actually. I go out for a very brisk walk with my very, very active two-year-old dog every morning.
Outstanding. That is great. Well, we are here tonight to talk about one of my very favorite topics, and that is the benefits of exercise and how important it is to lead an active lifestyle. You know, we talk in Shackley about helping people create longer and healthier lives, and there's probably no single thing that we can advocate that is more impactful than the benefits of leading an active lifestyle. But let's start with, unfortunately, the bad news, just to get everybody on the same page with all of us here in the home office who really want to advocate activity and an active lifestyle as a very important part of our message. And that is, what is the general occurrences out there in America? Well, the bad news is that only 30% of adults, so one in three, actually a little less than one in three adults, report regular physical activity. And 40%, or 4 in 10, report absolutely no regular physical activity during their leisure time. And even a little more depressing is that studies that measure physical activity levels with accelerometers that actually measure what your perception of how much physical activity you had versus what you actually did tell us that we all tend to overestimate our level of physical activity. So we say we're doing, you know, some, but we're probably doing less than we think we're doing. And why does that matter? Well, a whole lot of reasons, and we're going to go through some of the benefits of exercise in just a moment. But just from a kind of a mission standpoint, you know, obviously we need to help America be more active from birth all the way through, you know, age 90 and up. And the CDC, Center for Disease Control, estimates that at least 9 million cases of cardiovascular disease each year are attributable directly to physical activity. In other words, if we could help people be more active, we would actually save lives and save dollars. The costs of inactivity are at least $50 billion a year, and this is just in direct healthcare costs. This does not include loss of productivity, quality of life, et cetera, all the other things that go into, you know, being a healthy and active person. And I think a study that I wanted to just mention briefly, because we love to quote studies in Shackley. This study looked at over 50,000 women and followed these women for 6 years. And it followed diet and activity levels. And the most interesting statistic in this study was that for every 2 hours of television watching per day, there was an increase of 23% in obesity levels and 14% of diabetes levels or diabetes incidence. So, again, you know, we want to help people eat right. We're, you know, talking a lot about Shackley 180 and using our, you know, all of our products to help support better nutrition and an overall healthier life. But if we don't couple that and partner that with physical activity and really helping people understand why they need to be more active, what the benefits of that are, and how to do it. And we're going to hear from some great folks tonight to help along with that. So what are some of the benefits of exercise? For those of you who are taking notes out there, obviously energy is a big one. I think it's one of the most commonly talked about, you know, and it used to be in my medical practice days when I talked to my patients who were moaning and groaning about how tired they were, and I'd say, well, got to get you to, you know, get into a regular exercise program. And, of course, they'd look at me and say, Dr. McManus, I just told you I'm tired and you want me to exercise? Are you crazy? But, of course, those of us who are regular exercisers know for sure that the more active you are, the more energy you have. Yes, you're utilizing energy, but you're also building strength and endurance and resilience, and therefore the overall end result is that you have more energy throughout the day. You also tend to have a more stable mood, better stress management, better sleep quality. Immune function is significantly correlated with physical activity. The more sedentary your lifestyle, the more likely you are to be sick frequently. Cognitive health. This is something that's, you know, become increasingly of interest as we have an aging population, and certainly, you know, baby boomers and beyond are very interested in all that we can do. I'm part of that generation for sure, to maintain and support healthy cognitive function. And again, regular physical activity, but also regular intense physical activity is actually very strongly correlated with long-term cognitive health. So being an active person, and conversely, being an inactive person is highly correlated with an increased incidence of many forms of mental decline, including dementia. Indeed, the risk of many diseases are strongly correlated with leading an inactive life. And we can actually see in many studies, especially of cardiovascular health and of lung function, that as you become a more fit person, as we actually look at your fitness parameters, there is also a direct correlation of as you increase your heart and lung function, you will actually have improvements in such things as blood pressure and heart rate and heart stability and vascular function, circulatory function, all these things that correlate with improvements in all aspects of your body function, therefore making you a healthier, more vibrant person, but also on the correlate of that, someone with lower risk of all these various many diseases. So where do you start? How much do you have to do? All those kinds of questions. Well, there's lots of opinions about that. I think if you follow the 2008 Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans, which was put out by the CDC, it recommends a minimum of 2.5 hours per week of moderate intensity exercise. This correlates to about 30 minutes, 5 out of 7 days. So, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm too busy. I think we all have to be able to organize our lives such that we have 30 minutes, as Kathy is doing with her puppy in the morning. We all have to find a way to have that level of exercise. If that's not doable for you every single day, it also is equivalent to do a little less activity in the course of the week, but a higher level of intensity. So moderate intensity, what does that mean? Just so we define that, because I think, if there's anything I've learned over the years, we're overestimators of what we're doing good and underestimators of what we're not doing that's not necessarily so good. So let's define so that everybody leaves this call tonight knowing what they should be doing as they go out there tomorrow on their walk. So what is moderate intensity exercise? Well, that is exercise, any kind of exercise, because it doesn't really matter what you're doing. If you're doing it for at least short bursts of time, adding up to that 30 minutes a day, that's good. And it should be activity that increases your heart rate and that leads to you, if you do it sustained for 30 minutes, you're going to break a sweat. You should still be able to carry on a conversation. Maybe a little bit strained, but moderate activity, generally you should be able to, like, for instance, a brisk walk with hand weights, getting your heart rate going, breaking a little sweat, but you could carry on a conversation if someone was walking with you, as opposed to vigorous activity, that's increasing your heart rate even more significantly, breaking a little bit more of a sweat, and having a little more difficulty in carrying on a conversation. Short bursts of conversation as opposed to long sentences if you're doing more vigorous activity. The validation of the benefits of exercise have occurred in literally hundreds of studies. Some of the most, you know, well-known large trials out there, clinical trials out there, or long-term studies, the nurses' health study, the physician study, a variety of different studies of 50, 60, 100, 200,000 people over many, many years have validated and support the benefits of exercise. You also want to, along with that, vigorous or moderate intensity exercise for cardiovascular fitness, also want to be doing some sort of muscle strengthening activity. So again, that, you know, can be done in a gym. I think it's a great idea to have people have either a video or some kind of personal instruction so that people are doing muscle strengthening correctly. You don't have to have a lot of equipment. There's a lot of videos now that show you using bands and other things that are more inexpensive and easily available for people that travel, that are portable, that you can take with you, but doing some sort of muscle strengthening exercise at least two times a week for 30 minutes. So ideally, you know, that means at least 5 out of 7 days you're doing an hour, at least 2 of the 5 days that you're doing exercise, you're doing 30 minutes of cardiovascular sort of activities and 30 minutes of more muscle strength training. Our kids, we also want our kids to be doing physical activity, and the recommendations there are about an hour a day, which I think is absolutely perfect because those of you who have children know that the more active they are, the same sort of benefits that you experience by virtue of exercise, you see them with your kids as far as they're healthier, they have more energy, they're going to study better, their cognitive function is going to be oriented towards concentrating in school, doing their homework when they get home or whenever it's appropriate for them to be doing that. And, of course, one of the things that we really haven't talked about much yet here tonight is one of the most common parts of our conversations here every Tuesday night, and that is about weight management. So clearly exercise is a fabulous aspect of maintaining your weight. Exercise has never been shown to be tremendously effective as a sole strategy for weight management. As you know, a lot of people, and we'll hear from a physical trainer, and he'll have, I'm sure, a few things to say about this. So it's a very important part of leading a healthy, active life and burning the, you know, we know you're going to burn a few more calories if you exercise, but as the sole strategy for weight control, it's not, you know, it's not going to be enough for probably 99% of people. But as a part of weight maintenance, once you've done the hard work of taking that weight off and being able to keep it off, regular exercise is one of the strongest correlates with successful long-term weight management. So I think, you know, what do you do? I think one of the most important things you can do for regular exercise is to find something that you like to do. Walking and bicycling are the two most commonly recommended activities to, you know, for regular physical activity. So if you don't have access to a stationary bike or a regular bicycle, then but almost all of us can find a way to walk. Some of us, especially this time of year, are in a little bit inclement weather. It may be a little tough to exercise. So if you live in those parts of the country, having a stationary bike in your house may be something you want to think about, or there are places you can still go and go for that 30-minute walk. So, but find something that you like to do, and I think that's the most important thing. If you love dancing and you're going to take dancing classes or you're going to go to the fitness center and do Zumba, I mean, find, you know, again, if you don't like doing it, you're not going to do it on a regular basis, and it becomes a chore as opposed to what exercise should be, which is a very fun and enjoyable part of life. If you like, you know, just determine, do you like social interactions, then classes and or doing things with friends that help keep you motivated when you're having a rough week, or you, that you may be helping them when someone else has a rough week, and you can be the champion that week. So let's all, you know, work together towards our own level of physical activity as well as helping others. So on the topic of enjoying what you do, we are very blessed on this call to have yet another Pure Performance team member who can share with us her journey of coming to find Shaklee and Shaklee 180, and how it has helped her kind of, I think, rebirth, shall we say, her Olympic career. She's, as Kathy said, a four-time Olympian from the great state of Wisconsin, where it's probably a little cold this time of year.
She is very cold.
Yes. She is about 2 years in Shaklee, and we'd love to welcome you on the call, Debbie, and tell us a little bit about how you got into curling as well as your journey to come to Shaklee.
Thanks, Dr. Jamie. Well, I grew up with the sport of curling. My mom and dad curled in Madison, Wisconsin, so I started curling at a very young age. I started competing when I was about 12 years old, and I curled at the junior level at Junior Nationals and Junior Worlds, went to four Junior World Championships. And curling became an official Olympic sport for the 1998 Olympic Games. So I joined a team, and we competed for that. And luckily, we did well enough to make the Olympic team in 1998, and that was in Nagano, Japan. I've curled continuously pretty much every year. Like you said, I've competed at four Olympics, also competed at the 2002 Olympics, just missed going to Torino in 2006. We lost the Olympic trials final in a measurement, probably the closest measurement so far, you know, to get the Olympics. So that was disappointing, but didn't get me down. I kept competing and qualified for the 2010 Olympics in Sochi, and actually that was 2014. 2010 was Vancouver, and competed at the 2014 Olympics. Won the World Championships in 2003. So I've been competing in curling for over 30 years. I absolutely love it. It's a game that takes a lot of stamina. It's a 2.5 hour game, and lots of tournaments. We play two games a day. So it's obviously very important to be physically fit and healthy. Curling's also a lot about strategy, so it's very important to have a clear mind, not be tired so you can think clearly. You know, I've always considered myself to be very healthy and fit. And in 2010, after the Olympics, my job had changed, and I started traveling with my job. And I found that after the 2010 Olympics and just traveling quite a bit with competition and with work, I found myself kind of gaining some weight and not being, you know, as fit as I felt I should be. And when I committed to a team to compete for the 2014 Olympics for Sochi, we ended up winning the national championships. And in February of 2013, we're competing in Latvia at the World Championships. And I just felt myself being really tired and, you know, not as alert as I felt I should be, wanting to take naps. You know, I just really noticed that, you know, it was a little bit difficult to sweep. The physical part of curling was making me tired. So after the World Championships in Latvia, we had our Olympic trials coming up in November of 2013, and I told myself that, you know, I really needed to figure out a way to get back in better shape so, you know, we could win the trials. I really knew that, you know, competing against the teams that we were going to be competing against that were younger and maybe a little bit more fit and strong, that I needed to make the commitment to myself and to my teammates to be in better shape. So in
that
time,
I found Shaklee.
That's when I found Shaklee. I've been with Shaklee just over a year, actually. And I hired a trainer, and I love the Shaklee 180 products. I feel that they really helped me in my weight loss journey. Since then, I have lost 35 pounds, and I feel great. I feel like I have so much more energy, all the things that you were talking about. I sleep better, have better stamina, energy, better mobility. Yeah, and I totally love the Shaklee 180 products. My favorite is a smoothie mix. I have that every morning for breakfast. I'm not a big breakfast person, and I know how important breakfast really is. So I start the day with that, and it gives me a ton of energy to last the whole day.
And I understand there's some other products that you like, and I am particularly want you to talk a little bit about kind of the stamina and kind of the mental focus that you have to have and how important your, you know, kind of clarity is for a sport such as curling.
Right. Well, I love the smoothie mix. I mix that with the instant protein mix. So usually in the morning what I do is I have a scoop of the instant protein soy mix with two scoops of the energizing smoothie mix with skim milk. Sometimes I'll add berries to that, but that's pretty much what I start the day out with. And then, you know, after a tough workout with my trainer, I always have the Physique Pure Recovery Shake. I also really like the Performance Hydration Drink. Just put that in with your water. I try to drink, you know, about 60 to 80 ounces of water a day. And, you know, sometimes just water itself is pretty boring. You know, you don't really feel like just having water. So just by adding some of the hydration, performance hydration mix, the orange or the lime, it's, you know, it helps a lot with, you know, just wanting to drink water.
Right.
Yeah, and I also like the energy chews. I have those a lot, you know, during curling, just throughout the game. A game, you know, lasts 2 to 2.5 hours. So, you know, I just have one of those in my pocket and just pop one of those in. And it's almost like, you know, it kind of refreshes you as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's
all those
refreshing
nutrition products.
Yep. And then I always have some of the snack bars in my bag. And we have a break during our matches. It's kind of like an inning in baseball, but our games last 10 ends long. So we have a break in between, about 10-minute break, and I always have one of those in my bag. And, you know, even if it's just throughout the day, if I get a little hungry or I feel like I need a snack, that's always a great option to have a snack bar. And then I also do the Vitalizer, the women's vitamins as well.
Great. And I understand you like MindWorks.
I do, yes. MindWorks is another vitamin that, yeah, I feel like it really works, you know, to clear mind, you know, exercise and diet, vitamins. It's all very important to, you know, for curling especially, just having to keep a clear mind and be able to think very quickly, not be tired. Yep, so I also do the MindWorks as well.
Fabulous. So going for another, being a 5-time Olympian?
We'll see. It's still a ways down the road, but definitely we just got done with our national championships last week in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So I plan on competing at the nationals and hopefully the world level going forward.
Fabulous. And you have a new member on your team with Shaklee, right?
Definitely. I'm very excited and proud to be part of the Shaklee family, Shaklee team.
Well, we appreciate you being here tonight and sharing your story and your journey. And we wish you extreme success going forward.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And maybe we'll see you in Cleveland. We'll see, huh?
That would be great.
All right. Great. Sounds great.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And now let's go a little bit farther across the country to one of our healthy competition. You hear Nancy and I and Kathy actually talking about healthy competition, our healthy competition process, and how you know how important it is to get your story in if you haven't gotten your story in, and how incredibly life-changing it has been for people to be healthy competition winners. And we have somebody with us this week who is not only a healthy competition winner, but he's working very hard to help others also win the healthy competition. He believes in paying it forward, and he is just a wonderful example of what we all should be working to do, which is leading the healthiest life possible, being as physically active as possible, and really helping others do the same thing. So welcome to the call from New York, Director Matt Hurd. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited. I'm on the same call as a four-time Olympian.
I know. Is that cool or what?
Oh, yeah. I've been telling everybody all week.
That's fabulous. Well, so you're a personal trainer and working, I understand you have a group you've been working with for a long time and following for a number of years and kind of tracking their weight loss and their activity level. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what you do?
I've kept track of everyone since the 180 has come out. I wanted to really see the difference in the people that I have using the products as compared to not using them. And so far as of now, since the 180 came out, I've helped people lose over 1,500 pounds with the Shaq the 180, and the people that I have that have not used it, which is getting slimmer and slimmer because they keep seeing everybody else getting results and they're not because they're not eating right, they're only at about 31 pounds compared to 1,500. So it's really unbelievable at how much the Shaq 180 has really enhanced their results.
Well, we clearly know, as we talked about here earlier, exercise is extremely valuable for all kinds of different reasons. But when you partner that with great nutrition and weight management products, amazing things can happen.
Yes, oh, without a doubt. Yeah, the main thing that was with the other people that weren't losing as much is they were working out just as much as the other people, but they weren't eating right. They weren't getting the right nutrition. So it's almost like they were almost fighting against their nutrition just to maintain.
Right, right. So tell us your story. I know you've been with Shaqley for 8 years, and you got serious about your own weight loss or your own weight, shall we say, a few years ago.
My story is I was a personal trainer who I'd fallen off the wagon a little bit with my own nutrition. I was focused so much on my own clients and their results that I forgot about myself. I didn't have time to really prepare my meals like I was doing when I wasn't as busy personal training. So I would, from going gym to gym, house to house, I would just pick up food, not the healthiest choices. And I kind of gained some weight, and it wasn't until I saw a picture of myself that it was this once-in-a-lifetime photo with a jiu-jitsu legend, and I didn't look my best. I was mortified, so I knew I needed a change. So I decided to do the, at the time it was the cinch, so I decided to do that, and I was excited when the 180 came out, because when I did the cinch, pretty much for 90 days, I followed it straight. So the first 3 months, I lost 20 pounds, and then I kind of switched over to having one smoothie a day and my Vitalizer, which is the Lean and Healthy now, and I lost an additional 12. So I lost 32 pounds total, and I've kept it off the last couple of years.
And that's fabulous, and that's probably a great motivator for the people that you train.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, as soon as they saw me, as they saw me losing my weight, and they all kept asking me what I was doing. So it was easy for me to recommend it because I was so excited about it. And they were all eager to jump on board because they saw it working for me, so of course they wanted to. So they love the fact that it's convenient, they love the taste, and, obviously they love the results.
Absolutely. So tell us about winning the healthy competition.
Well, that was unbelievable. I mean, I tell everybody to enter. I mean, they really have nothing to lose, and if they do win, I mean, the only thing they're going to lose is weight, really. But if they do win, the best part was obviously being, whisked away to San Francisco. We were treated like royalty. It was really unbelievable. Nancy was beyond, and it was just great. And then from that, while we were there, I was always posting stuff up on social media. I was posting pictures of us at the photo shoot and everything, and just the stuff they brought us to. They brought us to Alcatraz. It was just unbelievable. And they went above and beyond for my wife, who she's vegan, so they were always sending people out to pick stuff up for her. And so I was posting stuff on social media, and it just strummed up a lot of interest with other people. And from that, I just got a lot of new members, and I got a lot of my other clients that I was training at the time. They all wanted to jump right on board because they just saw how, all the fun that we were having.
And tell us about some of your clients. I know we talked about a certain client last week that you're hoping is going to be one of our new healthy competition winners.
Oh, this guy, he's super motivated. He's always emailing me to, to contact you guys to tell him to get his plane ticket ready, because he's all excited. He started December 1st, so he's only been on it a little over 2.5 months, and he's already down 44 pounds. He's following it super strict. I mean, that's the main thing that I tell people is if you follow the program, it's going to work. The people that generally don't get the best results, they're usually not following it. They're usually not following it strictly.
For sure. And so 43 pounds. So you think he's going to submit his story?
Oh, he definitely is. Actually, as soon as I told him about the competition, we took his before picture. And we took his measurements and everything. So, yeah, he's, I tell everybody at least enter. I mean, it'll keep them motivated. I have a couple other people that are going to be entering. I tell everybody that's my main goal is to, you know, it was unbelievable winning it and just being treated the way we were when we went out there. And it was so great. I tell everybody my main goal is to help somebody else win it. If I can get somebody else to win it, then, you know, that'd be great just paying it forward.
So what are some of the things that you would advice that you would give people out there tonight listening about, you know, how to stay motivated to, you know, to just put that extra bit of effort into exercise on a regular basis?
I actually have a little support group. So I lead a support group for other people that I have on it. Because for most people, like, losing weight, it's tough, especially if you're doing it on your own. If you're doing it on your own, you don't have that support at home, it's easy to get in the rut of unhealthy eating, you know, stress eating and stuff like that. If you have that support, you know, I have people, if they get stressed or stuff like that, I have them just give me a call. I tell them all the time. They can call me, text me, email me, and, you know, I just give them advice here and there. And then I, with our weekly calls that I do with people, I do one support call once a week. I make them weigh in once a week. This way that keeps them on track. I make them weigh in on a Monday, actually, because I feel if they have to weigh in on Monday, it'll make them that much better over the weekend, because they on Sunday, they'll just know I have to weigh in tomorrow, so maybe I'll be a little bit better today, knowing that I have to talk about it on a call. And then on the call, I make them talk about what they did last week, what the results were, and then what their plan is next week. And then during the week, I'll shoot them a text like, hey, if their goal was to get on the treadmill a couple times, I'll shoot them a text, like, you know, have the treadmill going, you know, just to kind of buzz in their ear a little bit. And then just, I tell people, I think I have a lot of success with it more because I get people off the whole diet mindset. I get them more to, because when you're on a diet, all you think about is food, all you think about is calories. So I get people more to just, I concentrate more on getting people to think more about just a healthy lifestyle, just making healthier choices, more mindful eating. And then also just being a little bit more active. Start out just a little bit, and then it's a lifestyle. It's not just you have to get it done within a month. You know, if they change their lifestyle, if they just make healthier choices and become more active here and there, it gets easy because it becomes more of a habit.
And isn't it all about setting up good habits? And I think that's a great message to share with everyone that we can share going out to the world. I think being mindful about what we're doing is extremely important, and I love the focus on really, you know, thinking about what you're doing and making it more about health and not about losing weight or not certainly not about diets, because everyone knows diets don't work.
Exactly.
So that's great, and we talked a little bit when we talked earlier, Matt, about the Shackley effect, and isn't this a great way to really, you know, showcase the Shackley effect, is a healthy lifestyle for people to really get on board with.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. Especially, yeah, with just by paying it forward, that is the whole Shackley effect. You get the results and then spread it around, and it's just that ripple effect.
And how rewarding is that?
It's great. I mean, I love the fact that, I mean, it gives me great joy just when I get the phone call or a text message from somebody, hey, I lost 3 pounds this week, I lost a pound, and they just get so excited. It makes me more excited just because I was able to help them reach, you know, work a little bit more towards their goals.
And that is truly the Shackley effect.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being with us tonight, and I know both you and Debbie will be staying on the call in case we have questions for you. And I think it's time to hear from our good friend and director of marketing, Nancy Baldwin, about how we're doing with In for 10.
Hi, Dr. Jamie. Thank you very much. The Infertin campaign is going strong. Hearing all of these results from Matt and many others is really so inspiring. And it's that sort of result. I know we've talked in past calls, but really looking for people to go ahead and just take a moment and write down the amount of weight that their group has lost. You know, go ahead and let us know, because, you know, we can't have everyone on the call, but we really do want to kind of capture this effect that's going on, not just with Matt's group or previous conversations, but with everyone. There are so many people that are on this road to a healthier journey, a healthier lifestyle, and through that, it's the number of pounds lost that is leading to that. So Shackley 180 is at the core, and we really want to hear from you on how many pounds your group has lost and really provide that support. You could go ahead and just download that form. It's on our website. And if you have trouble or anything, just, you know, go ahead and send it to us. We'll if you're having any problems, send us a little email. We'll get back in contact with you. And then also we want to go ahead and encourage everyone, as Dr. Jamie and Matt both had talked about, to enter the healthy competition. You know, it is always so inspiring to read the stories, to understand, you know, the journey that people have been on, and to possibly award this wonderful trip to 8 more people, and it is coming up. Matt talked about the wonderful time that we had in San Francisco, and that was in April, and the grand prize trip this year is San Francisco. We've added a few more days just because we had so much fun.
All right.
Yeah, so it's 5 days, 4 nights.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it is a great trip. And
I'm sure you're going to need a doctor on that trip.
Yes, of course we need a doctor on that trip.
Who knows what could happen in 5 whole days? Oh, my gosh, for sure you need a doctor on that trip.
Exactly, exactly. The more the merrier. And so we really want people to be rewarded not only through a healthier lifestyle and their weight loss, but with the chance to win this trip. And all it really takes is just a quick before photo, the after photo, and a very quick story on what has transpired in their life, not only through their weight loss, but any other aspect that we should know about. And they could go ahead and submit that online to healthycompetition@shackley.com. Very easy to do. Couple of pictures, before and after picture, short story, and just go ahead and email that in to healthycompetition@shackley.com.
Excellent. And Kathy, I think it's probably time to open the call for any questions or great stories or testimonials that may be there for any questions for our guests as well as for us here. And then also maybe you can let them know what we're posting this week.
Yes. This is our favorite part of the call, actually, because it's when we get to hear from you. So if you'd like to come on and ask a question or share a challenge or a success with us, we'd love to hear from you. Just press 1 on your touchtone phone. Just press 1 time. If you press it twice, it'll take you back out of the queue, and our operator, Shane, will find out your name, and we will call on you to share with us. And, you know, we have one of Jackie McCoy's diary entries that has been hanging a little bit, hanging just for a couple of extra days, but that should be posted very, very soon. And when we have that, we'll be putting that out on the Shackley Effect Facebook group, which I encourage everyone to join. The Shackley Effect Facebook group is a closed group within Facebook. You can join it by clicking on the Join Group button and sending us an email to ShackleyFBGroup@Shackley.com, and all kinds of fantastic tools and information and updates are shared within that group. Anyone who is a distributor in Shackley should belong, absolutely. So please join us in the Shackley Effect Facebook group. We will share with you Jackie McCoy's newest video diary entry. And I also wanted to plug just a little bit, if I might, Jamie.
Sure.
On Monday, March 2nd, we're going to be having a very special webcast. We normally have our opportunity presentation on Monday evening. Next week, we're going to forego that in favor of something that I think everyone will be very, very interested in. We're going to be launching our new incentive year. So that means everyone gets to learn the destinations, super secret, of our next incentive trips, which will be taking place in 2016, and what you can do to qualify for them. And in addition to that, we're going to be sharing our new Star Achievers recognition program, which is very exciting. It actually enables you to be recognized all year long, not just at one event, based on your activities in 2015. So we look forward to having you share or participate with us on that webcast, and then join us in the Facebook group afterward for Q&A. Okay, we have someone in the queue, and we'd like to hear from Jean Bailey. Hi, Jean.
Hi there. How are you? I'm an old-timer. Emphasis on old. I joined Shackle in 1983. I'm getting a lot of feedback on this end. Is it clear on your end?
It's okay. We can actually hear you, Jean. You just take your volume down just a little bit. We can hear you.
Maybe that'll do it.
Perfect.
Does that help?
Yes.
Okay, good. Joined 1981 and 1982, I almost died from the flu, both years. 10 days in bed, just, and finally took some antibiotics I had for some livestock here at the ranch. In 1983, my friend Sally came in and said, oh, I'm selling chopper. Oh, boy. And she wanted to rent some. A room from my office. So with her money, I bought some Shackley vitamins. That was 1983. I have never, honest and truly, never had a cold or flu since 1983, and I've been pretty faithful. All those years, I had the office open. I lived on Slim Plan, which was later Cinch, which is now. It was wonderful. I just want to say thank you, Shackley. We made supervisor in 3 months. And I went to San Francisco, went on about 4 trips, had 3 cars. Love it.
Jean.
Thank you.
We
wow,
love you.
That's so great,
Jean.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm kind of semi-retired now. I'm getting emphasis on old. But even so, people go, wow, we can't keep up with you. You're 75. I'm 40, and I can't even keep up with you. Shackley is big. It is big, especially now, and I don't want to launch into a tirade, but now that it is a proven fact that since the 30s and 40s, that now the food values in the plants and fruits is what is documented 80% less than what it was back then. You've got to have organic vitamins. That's all there is to it. So that's it.
Jean, thank you so much for sharing that. You are truly an inspiration for everyone on this call and for all of us at the home office to be reminded of the tremendous value and benefit of using nutrition over the long term. Thank you for sharing a wonderful story.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for all the blessings I've had over the years, too. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
Jean, thank you so much for popping up and announcing yourself. A 32-year dedicated leader and product user, 75 years young. This is what the Shackley Effect is all about.
That's right.
And we've been part of a wellness revolution that has really taken place in this country and really and it's spread across the globe. And you were at the forefront of it, Jean.
A pioneer.
Actually, I kind of fell out because I got married in 61 and I was hawking basic age back then. And then I drifted away until 83. Isn't that funny?
You definitely are a pioneer. Thank you so much for being with us, Jean.
God bless you. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Okay, wow. That's great. I love hearing from the people who really helped to form this company and make it what it is. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Okay, let's hear now from our good friend and actually a local business leader here in Pleasanton and a healthy competition winner and a speaker on this call at times, Vicki Hom. Hi, Vicki.
Hi, how are you all doing?
We're great.
Great. Well, thank you. I wanted to give a little bit of an update on just as far as how the this InfraTen has been helping my business, the constant connection with people has given me an opportunity to discuss with a member who had stopped taking her protein because she felt it had too much sugar in it. And I know that from our conversations. It's less about that those grams of sugar and more about your glycemic index. That gave me the opportunity to have that conversation with her, as well as she decided to reach out for me to help her with some issues that her daughter's having. So it's picking up business in all kinds of ways.
Vicki, that is great to hear. And I think we've heard multiple times on this call how, the Infra10 message is really helping people to reach people in a way that they haven't before. And then, once you have people joining you in this journey and you're staying in touch the way that you are with your people, you're really helping people across these hurdles or these obstacles or these issues that, you may not have known about otherwise. So that's fantastic. Great work.
And we have the opportunity to be educators, and I appreciate, Vicki, your sharing that, because, again, there's so much misinformation and misperceptions out there. And so it's another reason why we do these calls, is to arm people with information so you can help others, overcome what they may not understand fully and be able to make them, change in their lives that will lead them to be successfully, losing a few pounds as well as just getting healthier and feeling better.
Yeah, it was really a treat, as any distributor could imagine, when you have somebody who stopped ordering and you don't really know why.
Right.
And then they ask you a question about how much sugar is in your product, and I said, well, I'll tell you. I do get my canister and come back to the thing. I said, what I need you to understand is it's the wrong question. How does it affect your blood sugar? What does it do to your, what is its glycemic index? So that was really helpful. And it's not just her. It's her and her two daughters that are potential, users. One of the daughters already is, and the other one always thinks that there's something wrong with her and she can't lose weight like everybody else, and she's always seeking out, the newest fad that's supposed to get her best results. And in the meantime, her mom and her sister are doing my way, and they're having some success in reaching their goals. And so I'm hoping that this gives the opportunity for yet another member. It's wonderful. And I'd also like to give a shout out to Deb Luther, who showed me her picture and her weight loss story, and it's amazing, and I know that she usually listens, so I wanted to throw that out there.
Well, Sabra sent it in for the healthy competition, Vicki.
We did.
Good. Excellent. Good luck, Deb, if you're listening.
Thanks guys.
Thanks, Vicki. Okay, my friends, well, we have come to the end of our time, and we have come to the end of the queue, and I just want to thank Debbie and Matt for joining us this evening. What fantastic sharing and information you guys both contributed tonight. And come back next week, everyone.
We have the topic next week is overcoming plateaus, and we'll have Jackie McCoy on the call in addition to Dr. Jamie hosting. We'll have Dr. Steve Cheney, and we'll have Healthy Competition winner Doug Saloy and his wife, Anne.
Awesome.
So they'll be joining us.
Great lineup.
Yes, exactly. It'll be just information-packed and really lots of good info.
And Dr. Jamie, you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Thank you to everyone who's listening. And everyone have a wonderful, active week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.